This is the VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. The Israeli military said it widened its strikes on military targets to the south amid continuing rocket fire from the Hamas-ruled territory. Residents surveyed the piles of bricks, concrete, and other debris that had once been the home of 40 members of the Al-Astal family. Dr. Ahmed Al-Astal, a professor at Al-Aqsa University, one of the house owners. He said all of the people were sleeping and we were warned there was going to be a direct strike immediately. We heard the sound of the first explosion. The roof of the house was destroyed. It's three floors and more than 40 people live there. All of us started fleeing from the house. My God, I swear, with or without clothes, the women running without their hijabs, the children and the adults shaken by fear. They said a warning missile struck the building 5 minutes before the airstrike, allowing everyone to escape. Israel's embassy in China is protesting what it describes as a blatant anti-Semitism on a program run by the overseas channel of state broadcaster CCTV. As it discusses the ongoing violence in Gaza and elsewhere, in a tweet, the embassy says, "We have hoped that the times of the Jews controlling the world conspiracy theories were over. Unfortunately, anti-Semitism has shown its ugly face again." On the Tuesday broadcast, CGTN, the TV host questioned whether the U.S. support for Israel was truly based on shared democratic values, saying some people believe that the U.S. pro-Israeli policy is traceable to the influence of the Jewish lobby on U.S. foreign policy makers. China has long been a strong backer of the Palestinian cause. This is VOA News. According to a person with knowledge of the discussions, U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down the bombardment of Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mounted and pressure grew on President Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. Top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis on Monday and Tuesday that time is not on their side in terms of international objections to 9 days of Israeli airstrikes. Survivors disembarked from a rescue ship as Indian Navy ships and helicopters are searching in rough weather and seas for 78 people still missing from a barge that sank off Mumbai as a deadly cyclone blew ashore this week. A Navy commander says 183 people were rescued within 24 hours by three ships and helicopters engaged in the operation. A survivor says he jumped into the sea with his life jacket and was later picked up by the Navy. The barge was working for India's largest crude oil and natural gas company and was carrying personnel deployed for offshore drilling. A hate crimes bill to combat violence against Asian Americans in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic passed the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly yesterday and will now head to President Joe Biden for signing. The bill was also approved by an overwhelming margin in the Senate. Reports of violence against Asian Americans have spiked since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Spanish troops patrolled the border of Morocco in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta on Tuesday after thousands of migrants swam into the northern African enclave. Video footage showed soldiers at the beach trying to keep migrants there as some swam to shore and others made their way around the fence on the breakwater that marks the border. There's a wild card in the push to return to post-pandemic life. Many workers don't want to go back to the jobs they once had. Layoffs and lockdowns combined with enhanced unemployment benefits and stimulus checks gave many Americans the time and the financial cushion to rethink their careers. Nate Mullins quit his job as a bartender last November after clashing with managers over mask rules. Mullins' unemployment checks won't match what he was making at his Oak Harbor, Washington bar, but they're enough to get by while he looks for something else.
So this is a good opportunity for me to think about changing careers. So I have been looking at some other things, some good, you know, state jobs and union jobs and things like that, that are a little more difficult to get. But fortunately, I have the time right now to kind of put in the effort to work those jobs.
Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.